Today is the 18th of January, and we're currently sitting on the boat, and I think we're slowly going on to the Ganges River to watch the fires.
So from here you can take photos. The photography of the crematorium is allowed up to that point where we are not showing that we are invading their private affairs and their private family rituals. So from distance you can take photos. But this is one of the most active crematorium of Hindus on earth. And for Hindus, you know, normally in Hindu religion it is not recommended to cremate dead bodies after sunset. So other places, in other cities, except two other places, Hindus, they prefer not to cremate dead bodies after sunset. But this crematorium, fire never goes off. Round the clock, 24 hours. Cremation continuously going on. And for Hindus, this is not just a crematorium. This place is simply gateway to the heaven. And they believe that cremation at this crematorium is guaranteed salvation. It's belief of Hindus. And this crematorium is under a family who is taking care of this crematorium since last 3,000 years. Since last 3,000 years with known history, maybe more than that, the same family is working at this crematorium as caretaker of crematorium. And we call this family Dom Raja family. And when we are going through the hierarchy of the caste system, Dom caste is lowest caste. Bottommost caste in Hindu religion. Bottommost, lowest caste. And head of Dom, head of untouchable, is official custodian of eternal fire, eternal flame at this crematorium. And for each cremation, we need that fire. Without that fire, we cannot cremate dead bodies here. We cannot use our own lighter or matchbox to cremate dead body here. We need the eternal fire. From the temple behind this building, you see the temple there. So in the temple we have the caretaker of crematorium in his place, where he's sitting next to the fire and keep feeding new wood into the fire, so fire is continuing. So that fire we use for all the cremations. Fire? Running out of this body.